The heaviest snowfalls to hit Prague in 30 years have been making the life of Prague residents difficult and sometimes downright dangerous. Currently, people's biggest concern is that pieces of snow and ice are melting and sliding off roofs around the city, causing serious damage and injuries. Sarah Borufka braved the streets to find out what's happening.
After nearly 2 weeks of more or less uninterrupted heavy snowfalls, a thaw has arrived in the Czech Republic. While temperatures above zero have melted some of the snow that was blocking sidewalks in the capital, Prague residents are now in danger of being hit by pieces of ice or snow that for the past few days have been falling off buildings across the city. On Monday, a baby boy suffered serious head injuries after being hit by falling snow. A 9-year-old boy and an elderly woman also ended up in hospital after getting direct hits. Not all owners have installed warning signs in front of their buildings to alert pedestrians about the danger. But they are legally responsible for cleaning the snow and ice off their roofs and liable if someone gets injured. Some Prague residents say that many house owners were simply taken by surprise and are unprepared to deal with the issue.
I think that snowfalls like this happen once a decade in Prague, and I think that people probably just didn't expect this to happen rather than being irresponsible.
The city sends people out sometimes, but in my opinion, it's the responsibility of the house owners, and they don't care at all, and that's bad.
The situation has been tragic, of course, but I was really glad that the firefighters responded to it so quickly.
The city has created a phone line where house owners can get useful information, and over 1,000 Prague residents have already taken advantage of the service, says the Prague Town Hall's spokesman Jiří Wolf.
At this time, the most frequent questions concern snow on rooftops. People ask for help and we refer them to Prague's firefighters or the private companies that deal with the problem. In the past 2 days, huge lumps of snow have been falling from roofs all over Prague, and it's truly a danger for pedestrians.
Aside from posing a threat to passers-by, the falling snow and ice have also damaged a number of parked cars. Iveta Kineti, who lives in central Prague, says her family car was one of several dozen in Prague that took a hit.
It fell right on the roof and on the front shield window. And it pushed the window through, and it got completely broken, the glass, and it pushed also the roof and damaged the structure of the roof, and they damaged the inside of the car. So the car mechanic said the costs of the repairs would be higher than the value of the car.
Another factor complicating the situation is the recent shift of legal responsibility in clearing the sidewalks. Under the old legislation, house owners had to make sure that the sidewalk in front of their building was cleared. Now, cities and municipalities are responsible for maintenance. The Prague authorities have sent over 2,000 workers onto the streets to clear the snow. Mr. Wolf believes that Prague has been handling the situation well, but additional help may be needed to cope with what is the heaviest snowfall that the city has seen in 30 years.
I think that Prague has risen to the occasion when it comes to dealing with the heavy snowfall. We employed a number of temp workers and even sent out our own employees. So when the emergency first hit Prague and shortly after, there were about 2,000 workers on the streets clearing the snow. At the present time, we are considering engaging Prague's unemployed residents in the effort as well.
Experts say that at this time there are over 3 billion cubic meters of snow on the ground in the Czech Republic, the equivalent of 42 liters of water per square meter. Due to another cold spell on the way, there is at least no imminent danger of floods.
Sarah Borufka, now safe and sound, back in the studio.